Abasakhulayo ayo aba inkulungwane eyodwa abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship abavela emazweni asezwekazi leAfrika achiyeneyo okugoqela abeZimbabwe abangamachumi ayisithupha bathe gwaqa eWashington DC khonapha eMelika namuhla emhlanganweni omkhulu wokugqiba uhlelo lwabo lwalonyaka. Womhlangano weMandela Washington Fellowship Summit lo uvulwe okusemthethweni ngosaphethe isikhundla sikaMphathi Ntambo wezemfundo lamasiko kugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe olweState Department umnumzana Mark Taplin. UTaplin utshayele ihlombe abasakhulayo laba ngokugqiba izifundo zabo kumavika isithupha edluleyo esithi ulethemba bazasebenzisa ulwazi abalutholileyo ukuthuthukisa amazwe abo. UTaplin yena othe sowahlala emazweni asezwekazi leAfrika achiyeneyo agoqela eleZimbabwe ukhuthaze njalo abasakhulayo laba ukuthi balandele isibonelo sobukhokeli obuqotho esabekwa ngowaba ngumongameli weleSouth Africa owakuqala onsundu umnumzana Nelson Mandela.
When you get home, you're going to have a chance to take what you've learned and pair it with what you already know to build something new.
Lingabuyela emazweni enu kumele lihlanganise elikufundileyo phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lolwazi elivele lilalo ukuthuthukisa impilo zikaZulu. Kuqakathekile lokhu ngoba umumo kuzwekazi leAfrika uyaguquka ngesiqubu.
Omunye waba kuhlelo lolu umnumzana Frederick Nkiwane utshele iStudio 7 emhlanganweni lo ukuthi kunengi akufundileyo phansi kwalolu hlelo.
Kunamankampani esiwavakatshile kuthiwa ama-Fortune 500 adlula 15. I-example ngaba yi-UPS ethwala nje impahla zabantu. Inkampani leyana ine-revenue ye-60 billion. I-60 billion i-GDP yeZimbabwe ingena kafulu kunkampani yona. I-profit yabo i-GDP
yeZimbabwe
yikho labo bona khona ukuthi hayi umhlaba lo mkhulu and asifundile. Basifundisile ukuthi hayi bakhulu kwenziwa kanjani, kunama-processes esiwafundileyo. One of the best ones esiyifundileyo bayithi Lean Six Sigma, where your processes should be 99.9995% accurate.
Umhlangano lo uyaqhubeka kusasa njalo uzagqitshwa ngolwesithathu iziphathamandla zeMelika ezigoqela uSenator Chris Coons, yena omela isigaba seDelaware kudale leSenate. Umongameli Donald Trump yena ubikwa engasoze abe khona kulumhlangano. Owasungula uhlelo lolu esangumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama wayevame ukuba khona emhlanganweni lo ukuze kwethula amazwi okuvala ekhuthaza njalo abatsha laba ukuthi babe ngabakhokheli abaqotho.